You're listening to SBS News.
Unprecedented bleaching events on the Great Barrier Reef in 2016 and 2017 have resulted in mass coral mortality, according to the Climate Council. In its latest report titled Lethal Consequences, Climate Change Impacts on the Great Barrier Reef, the Council says around 30% of corals on the Great Barrier Reef died as a result of the 2016 event, with fast-growing corals experiencing the most extreme decline. Coral mortality results in a reduction in habitat for fish, as well as a decline in reef fish diversity. A senior lecturer in geographic information sciences at the University of Wollongong, Dr. Sarah Hamilton, recently visited the reef.
I hadn't anticipated it to be as bad as what I saw a couple of weeks back, so not much live coral. Lots and lots of algae had taken over, and although we were seeing quite a few recruits, which is a nice positive thing, and that means some of those faster-growing corals growing back, you could definitely see that it had been quite a fundamental change to the community composition. So whereas before, if you'd visited these reefs probably 3 or 4 years ago, you might have had quite a lot of diversity and all sorts of different shapes of coral. Now you tend to see only the very fast-growing corals and quite young ones at that, so the ones that have recovered since the last bleaching event, or ones that are really stress-tolerant.
According to the report, an increase in sea surface temperatures over the past century has resulted in more frequent and prolonged global marine heatwaves. Climate Council Acting CEO Dr. Martin Rice says the future of coral reefs around the world depends on nations, including Australia, doing their part to effectively tackle climate change.
The federal government's proposed a band-aid solution ultimately. So when we look at measures such as improving water quality, they'll do nothing to tackle the root cause of the problem, which is climate change. The solution is the transition to renewable energy and storage technologies.
Dr. Hamilton says while overfishing and land-based runoff from agriculture and industry along the Queensland coast can be clearly seen doing damage to the local coral, it's difficult to show the impact of climate change.
Breaking down the extent to which coral bleaching is due to the much broader global problem of climate change is something that's quite hard to do, but the evidence all suggests that it is due to anthropogenic influence and really specifically to do with the emissions of carbon from burning of fossil fuels.
Back in 2015, Australia committed to reduce carbon emissions by 26 to 28% by 2030 as part of the Paris Climate Agreement. An ecologist in the Department of Biological Sciences at Macquarie University and climate counsellor at the Climate Council of Australia, Professor Leslie Hughes, has told the ABC she does not think the target goes far enough, and she's criticised former Prime Minister Tony Abbott, who signed the Accord, for suggesting Australia should withdraw from the agreement.
Well, I think somebody should ask Tony Abbott if he's willing to sign the death certificate of the world's largest living wonder. I think we should also ask him whether he's willing to find the $6 billion from somewhere else that the reef currently brings into the Australian economy. And perhaps he should also talk to any one of the 64,000 people whose job relies on having a healthy reef.
Environment and Energy Minister Josh Frydenberg is travelling to France, Canada and the United States to promote international cooperation on environment issues. He and the chairman of the Great Barrier Reef Marine Park Authority are to meet with the Director General of the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organisation in Paris. While in Washington, D.C., he's to meet with White House officials to gain some insight into the Trump administration's approach to climate change and energy. Mr. Frydenberg has said previously the government is committed to the protection and restoration of the Great Barrier Reef. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.